don't sign anything until you discuss it with a lawyer. 5. If at home, you have the right to refuse entry unless presented with a judicial warrant signed by a judge. An ICE warrant does not allow entry into your home. 6. You have the right to an interpreter. WPFW, defending hard-won human rights, building a more just world, one broadcast at a time.
At 89.3 FM, this is member-supported WPFW, Washington.
Whoop, tap, tap, a-tap, whap, bop, tap, a-tap-tap. Rosemary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Hey, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I gotta hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bone, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, for salad. Herb man.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but also to turn your life and health around. I am Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my able, trusted, consistent, brilliant assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How you doing, Brother Frank?
Doing well. I'm thoroughly excited today, I tell you.
I'm excited too, because we're gonna make some money today for this station. You know, we are in this pledge drive, and last week we missed our goal by $30. So we gotta go over the goal today by 300, you know. And so let's get your cards out, get your fingers exercised, and let's make some money today. You know, a couple weeks ago, Brother Frank, we started our series on I Too Have a Dream, you know, and as I reflected on the stellar work of Dr. Martin Luther King and the other civil rights leaders and what they had accomplished, I was impressed that we have made significant strides in areas of our lives, many areas of our lives in our communities. I can remember back in those days, you know, we're old men, so I know you remember back there too. But one area in which we have failed to make significant progress was in the area of health, you know, and individuals of African American descent. We lead the nation in just about all chronic diseases that claim our lives, our dreams, and so in the tradition of Dr. King, I started dreaming. And concluded that I too have a dream of a community free of disease that plague and kill us, free of diseases that rob many of the quality years of our existence. I recognize, though, in a strange way, that we're once again becoming enslaved.
Yes.
But this time, the slave master is our lifestyle. All right. Mm-hmm. So there's still work that needs to be done. There is unfinished work. All right. And when we talk about the unfinished work, hypertension is one that we must really point to. Some years ago, you know, we actually recognized that hypertension was really prevalent in our community. Some doctors and other community leaders, they started working, doing hypertension screenings in various churches and community groups. In fact, when I was a freshman in med school, there was a group of us, Frank, that participated in a program that the Black Panthers had, where we would go down and we would screen people with hypertension and other chronic diseases. And, you know, I mean, it was exciting that we were making an effort in the community. But one of the things that was significantly missed in that effort was the area of prevention and the treatment. The lifestyle treatment of hypertension. The emphasis actually was on the pharmaceutical approach. And I wasn't as conscious as I am now. You know, the one area that they did stress was reduction of salt, namely the sodium, because it's been shown that it is one of the critical things in establishing hypertension. You know, I remember when I left surgery, to practice a more holistic approach to medicine, I worked for a former surgeon who was doing this holistic medicine. He had spent a number of years in Africa, mainly in Uganda. And the brother loved to go back and forth to Africa, Frank. And on one of his extended trips, when he returned, he was very depressed. Normally when he'd come back, he was excited, but this time he was depressed. So I asked him, why are you so depressed, Doc? His answer was, during my many years of working in Africa, I almost never saw a case of hypertension. Wow. But he said, this time, not only were they did they have hypertension, high blood pressure? It was malignant hypertension. It was uncontrolled hypertension. Oh. And so my question to him was, so what happened? Why the change? He said, because they're eating all this sodium salt, you know? and the Africans, just like African Americans, when we do something, we don't do it in moderation, you know? And they started heavily salting their foods. And it started developing this malignant hypertension. So, you know, we want to discuss today this menace to our society. And one of his kissing cousins, renal disease. Mm-hmm. And so, Brother Frank, we've asked someone, a physician who's not a stranger to this station, who's helped us in a number of discussions, Dr. Milton Mills. Tell us a little bit about Dr. Milt.
At the onset, I apologize to our audience and to Dr. Mills that we don't have time to properly present him.
That's right.
But here are a few highlights. He is a Stanford-trained physician where he served as the student body president of the medical school. He did his residency at Georgetown Hospital in DC. He practices at United Medical Health Center in Southeast DC, published several research journal articles dealing with racial bias in federal nutrition policy. He's featured widely in the distributed documentary, What the Health? He donates much of his time serving at free medical clinics, speaking at churches, hospitals, community centers, and truth-based healing conferences, and contributing to our medical re-education on YouTube and other social media platforms. Doc, like you, Dr. Mills dreams about a community free of these lifestyle diseases, which our corporations and governments, media and sick care system they fund and so readily promote. Dr. Mills.
All right, all right. Thank you, Dr. Mills, for coming.
It's my absolute pleasure to be here. And you're absolutely right that I too dream of a community free from these, the medical term we use is iatrogenic, in other words, human caused, societal caused diseases, because
doctor caused.
Yes. I look at these diseases as post colonization phenomena.
Ah.
Because they really are the after effects of adopting European style diets and
I can hear the program.
That work.
You can hear me fine. I don't hear myself coming back. I just hear the program.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I heard someone's voice.
Ignore that. We're doing some testing here. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. So the bottom line, Dr. Watkins, and I think you will agree with this, is that the common cause for the chronic diseases we see in our community is really one and the same. But the manifestations are the way that this post-colonization plays out in different organ systems. So when we look at the cancers or heart disease or diabetes or hypertension, strokes, renal disease, the cause is one and the same.
Yeah.
An animal food centered diet that is high in fat, animal products, and so on. But the way that diet manifests itself depends on the organ system. So in the cardiovascular system, it shows up as high blood pressure, which will result in strokes, cardiac damage, blocked blood vessels that can lead to heart attacks in colon and other organs. It can show up as cancers in the renal system. It shows up as kidney renal insufficiency and ultimately renal failure. And as we will discuss a little later on, African Americans have the highest rates of renal disease of any ethnic group in the United States. And then before I turn it back to you, I just want to briefly mention something called the Nigerian paradox. And what that refers to is there is a gene, the APOE gene, that is referred to as the Alzheimer's gene.
Yes.
And people who have this APOE gene, even one copy, are felt to be at markedly increased risk for developing Alzheimer's later in life. If you have two copies, basically, people feel like you need to just, you know, rent a room at the dementia ward. It turns out that Nigerians have the highest prevalence of APOE genes in the world.
Right.
They have the lowest rates of Alzheimer's
in the world.
Why? Because the APOE gene is a cholesterol transporter for the central nervous system. People in Nigeria eating a traditional West African diet have a low fat, low cholesterol, low animal food diet. They don't eat a lot of cholesterol. They don't get Alzheimer's. I'll turn it back to you.
I appreciate that information, and it helps to just put things in perspective. You know, we basically could close the show and go home because you said the cause of the problem is diet, so that the solution is diet. But absolutely. but you know, these diseases, hypertension, which is extremely high within our community, and kidney. What impact is it really having on our community? You know, I mean, we sort of take it as if it's almost that it's genetic, that we've all got it and we're gonna get it, you know.
I think it's even important to step back and ask, why are we so salt sensitive? Well, where do we come from? We come from a hot climate. What happens when you're in a hot climate?
You salt.
You sweat.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the ability to hold on to salt, what's going to happen to you? You're going to die.
Yeah.
And so the people who survived in hot climates are people whose physiology learned or developed the ability to hold on to sodium. Well, that's when sodium was scarce. If you suddenly find yourself in a place where you're eating tons of sodium, you're going to blow up like a Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon. Mm-hmm. Your blood pressure is going to go through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, that we have moved from an environment where sodium was relatively scarce and therefore our bodies had to hold on to it, to one where it's in everything. It's added to everything, and now it's driving our pressure up and causing our vessels to look like oil wells. They burst.
I guess what I'm trying to get at, you know, is that, you know, hypertension is so common mm-hmm. in our community that we almost accept it as
normal.
Normal.
Normal. But it's not normal. And it's not just something that's sitting there quietly. You know, what impact is hypertension having on us as a people, as individuals, as a community? You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's known as the silent killer. Why?
Because it kills.
Don't know they have it until they have a stroke or a heart attack or their kidneys fail. And one of the most insidious ways that hypertension causes disease and disability is its impact on our heart. So, the way I explain it to people is that everybody's seen French doors, right? Where you have to open both
at the
same time. Well, every time your heart pumps, it has to open the leaflets of the aortic, the aorta, that big blood vessel that pumps blood out to the rest of the body. And if you can imagine opening French doors that don't have anything stacked behind them, it's very easy to do. But if people start piling boxes and crates and bricks behind those French doors, it becomes harder and harder to
open
those doors open.
Yeah. Which means
that you have to be stronger and stronger. And the higher your blood pressure is, the more difficult it is for the heart to squeeze out that blood, which means, like any muscle, the heart has to get thicker in order to pump against that higher pressure. But what that means is that as the heart gets thicker, its ability to provide nutrients and oxygen to its own muscle gets more difficult, and over time you get scarring in that cardiac muscle, and it begins to weaken, then it begins to dilate, and after a number of years you end up with a weak, flabby, dilated heart, and you have congestive heart failure, which in many cases is irreversible.
You know, and it's interesting because one of the things and I've reviewed it recently to make sure that I was still correct on it. You know, we talk about hypertension being a silent killer. Well, one of the ways it kills is through heart disease.
Absolutely. And
for at least half the people, the first sign of heart disease is sudden death. All right?
Yes.
You wake up dead. You know, because you know, because you don't have any signs. The body has well, we say they have no signs. I think that the body is trying to give us signs and we've ignored them. But
right. But
what we say is that there was no evidence that you had heart disease, and then next you're dead. But now one of the issues is within our community, hypertension is prevalent. I mean, you know, how prevalent is it in our community, Dr. Mills?
It is very prevalent, and we're at the 20-minute mark, and we'll discuss that on the other side.
All right. Sounds great.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, doctors. It's such a pleasure and honor to be with you. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on and encouraging the listeners who appreciate you so much to ask them to support Dr. Watkins to Your Health and Dr. Mills and Frank today. Dr. Watkins is a trusted health information, provides trusted health information for our community. Dr. Watkins delivers reliable, expert medical advice tailored to meet the needs of WPFW's diverse audience, cutting through misinformation and empowering listeners with knowledge. And knowledge is everything. And if you've learned something on Dr. Watkins' show that helped you or helped a family member or a friend, do take a moment and think about how much all this great medical advice is worth, and think about this wonderful platform that WPFW provides Dr. Watkins and Frank and Dr. Mills to share this information with you. And let's keep it here and strong. And you can do that by calling 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739, or by going to WPFWFM.org on the web and just go to the Donate Now button. Or if you have a phone, just use your phone and text $WPFWFM or go text WPFWFM to 801-801. All those ways, there's a myriad of different possibilities on how you can support the station, but it's really important that we do. The goal for this hour is over $1,000. If we can get that and give Dr. Watkins and Frank and Dr. Mills the support they deserve, it'd be really appreciated. I know that they have wonderful guests that really inform us. If you've benefited from any of it, please let's make sure that this type of conversation is available to you always by calling 202-588-9739.
All right, thank you so much. We need to raise this money because I got a dream. So we're talking about these diseases, but we're talking about them because we want to get rid of them. All right.
Yes.
We want you to be informed as to where we're starting. So this is the starting point, but this is not the ending point. This is a time to get excited
because they're reversible.
Because these diseases are reversible. And we're going to teach you how to reverse them, all right? We're not talking about something we think. We're talking about something we know. We've seen it happen for many, 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 many years.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. Dr. Mills
has experienced it.
That's right. Frank has experienced it. And so we know, and we want you to experience it. And we know that you want to be healthy. And so let's do it. Now Dr. Mills, you hit on it, the chief cause of these diseases. And one of the things that is very interesting to me is that all of these diseases that we're talking about have the same origin.
Right. Well one thing you mentioned, Dr. Watkins, you said that hypertension and early heart disease are called silent killers, but they do have subtle signs, but we ignore them or we find ways around them. So what are some of those subtle signs? Ankle swelling, puffiness in the face. You start climbing stairs and you get a little short of breath. And what do people say? Oh my gosh, I gotta start working out. I'm getting winded. No. That can be a sign of fluid retention. and your heart being stressed. And, you know, the thing to do is not to run to CVS and get compression socks. It's to figure out if you're starting to show subtle signs of, you know, heart or renal or kidney dysfunction. And so these can be some early symptoms and clues that problems are developing and they shouldn't be ignored.
You know, and one of the interesting things is that you can go to the doctor and have a complete cardiac workup and be cleared. As my brother-in-law,
yes,
he went 1 week and he was cleared. And that Sunday, he went like a Thursday or Friday. That Sunday, he was dead, heart attack. You know, so we need to really recognize that there's some things that we need to do, and we need to do them before it's too late. You know, these diseases are preventable,
right?
And if they're preventable, they can also be reversed. And so, you know, but one of the things that we have to figure out is why do we refuse to make the changes that we need to make? All right. See, and don't tell me it's because we don't know. Because people know that what they're doing is killing them.
And yet they
keep on doing it.
It's addiction. Addiction, the definition of addiction is continued use despite adverse consequences. And, you know, when we think of addiction, everybody wants to talk about heroin addicts, alcoholics, crack addicts. I have said it over and over and over. You have not seen the face of addiction till you try to take a piece of fried chicken from somebody. Those people will cut you. Do you hear me?
Yes, yes, indeed.
That's addiction.
So, but hypertension is more than just diet.
It's a lack of exercise.
Lack of exercise. Obesity.
Yes.
You know, stress.
Circles back to diet. Yes.
Stress.
Yes.
You know, and so what we have to do is we have to address these things. We have to take charge.
Now, Dr. Watkins, especially now with what's going on in this country.
We have to take charge of our lives, you know, and we have the capacity to do it. Now, let's get it done. You know, we need to come together and we need to make meaningful changes. We need to make a decision. You know, one of the things that I talk about with my patients is what is your passion? You know, what is it that you want to do with your life? You know? Because if you don't have a reason to live, then you don't have a reason to change. And so we got to help people to focus in on what's important. You know, we get caught up in minutia. All right. Focusing on things that really won't make a difference. We got to look in the mirror and we got to keep looking until we see somebody that's worth changing. We got to cut corners.
Because we got to stop cutting corners. I mean, you know, we all get so busy and so pressured. And, you know, when you have a doctor's appointment, if you go, a lot of times people want to rush in and rush out. And they're, you know, they're happy if the doctor doesn't touch them and just sits there and, you know, mumbles a few words and looks at the chart. And says, okay, I'm gonna renew your meds and you can go. And they're like, oh, okay, now I can make my next appointment. That is not a doctor's appointment. That is not gonna help you. That doesn't do anything for you. And that's gonna make you end up like the person that you mentioned before who left the doctor's office and had a heart attack and was dead in a couple of days. If your doctor does not touch you, you need a new doctor, okay? You need an exam, you need information, you need to find out what you need to change in order to improve your health and increase your chances for long-term survival.
And what I found is that the visit must continue after the patient leaves.
Yes.
All right? Because in my experience, these diseases didn't happen overnight.
No.
And therefore, they won't be reversed overnight. And that's why we have to come together as a community. And we have to make some serious changes that's going to enable us to monitor ourselves, you know, to look in the mirror and get excited. You know, if you're overweight, great. Now, what you going to do about it? You know, and one of the things, Doc, is when I tell patients what they should weigh, sometimes they want to beat me up, man, because they don't want to face reality.
Right, right, right.
But I tell them, I said, look, the last time you were a normal weight, you were a showstopper. You know, you had to have protection to walk down the street. Sure. You were so fine. You know, and we need to get excited about being healthy. We need to get excited about being healthy. And we have to get over this addiction, you know, addiction to food,
absolutely.
Addiction to the lounge chair. Whatever the issue is, we need to recognize that we can do something about it. All right.
Well, yeah. And when I talk to patients about changing their diet, they start telling me, but Doc, I love X or I love Y. And I tell them, I don't care what you love, because what I want to know is, did you have a conversation with your obstetrician? And they look at me like, are you crazy? And I'm like, no. My point is, you were born without preferences. Everything you think you like, somebody taught you to like. And just like you used to love your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend who cheated on you, slept with your cousin, spent your money, and wrecked your car, and you finally kicked them to the curb, you can get out of a dysfunctional relationship with a diet that is destroying your health, just like you got out of a dysfunctional relationship with someone who was destroying your life.
That's right. That's right. And we got to recognize that these things are killing us.
Exactly.
And they're not just killing us, they're killing our children. They're killing our loved ones.
Absolutely.
People call me repeatedly, all times of day and night, because not only are they sick, but their family members or their loved ones are sick. They're sick for the same reason that you're sick, mm-hmm. you know? And taking 20 pills a day is not normal.
No, it's not.
No.
And those pills were not designed to get you well. They were designed to control your symptoms.
Probably make $100 donation.
No, I mean that's the reality of it. And so we gotta recognize that that we can change. So what specifically? What different things do we need to do? You know, and that we can do to change this behavior, you know, what are some common steps that we can take? You know, step one, I know with my patients, most times, the first thing that I do is I put them on a fasting cleansing program, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And why do I do that?
Because you need to clean them out.
Clean them out. Get rid of the garbage, man.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to take the garbage out of the house and get rid of it. You know, and also what happens is once they finish the cleanse, they feel so good. They want to maintain that feeling, you know? See, mm-hmm. some of us have forgotten what it feels like to be able to walk without pain, to walk without shortness of breath, you
talking
know?
Talking about feelings, we got to thank James He made a generous contribution.
Yes, he did.
Love all you do. Here's to the real community radio. Thank you, James. I feel good.
Yes. Fantastic. Thank you. You know, and Brother James, we appreciate what you're doing to help us to do. And we pray that others will come in and do likewise. And then we won't have to worry about our goal. You know, it's exciting to know that we don't have to be sick.
Yes.
We don't have to be sick. Sickness, for the most part, is a choice. You know, we choose which disease we want to have. You know,
all of them.
and all too often, people, when they come in, with multiple health problems.
Mm-hmm. You know,
they have diabetes. They have heart disease. They have kidney failure. They got hypertension. I was at a conference, and the lecturer got up and said, "Tell your patients if they have diabetes and heart disease, and hypertension, they will get kidney failure." And I jumped up like a jack in the box, and I said, "This is ridiculous. You need to be telling these doctors that to tell their patients if they don't change."
Mm-hmm.
We are capable of making the changes that we need in order to be healthy. But first, we got to decide that we want to be healthy, all right? And actions speak so loud that I can't hear a word you say. And so to say that you want to be healthy is one thing, but then to start doing what's necessary to get healthy is another thing, you know? And it just is, you know, I read something from the National Kidney Foundation, and it says that African Americans make up around 35% of patients receiving dialysis, despite the fact that they only represent 13% of the overall population. Wow. Meaning there's a significant proportion of dialysis patients are African American, all right? And if we don't make the changes, we're going to be there. All right.
You're 100% right. And I just had to step off for a minute to make my donation to be sure that I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
All right.
Thank you so much. I'll tell you, we appreciate it. The health of the station is as vital as our health. And we have Mayuki Williams, the acting GM, general manager of WPFW, coming on in a few minutes. What else can we do, docs?
So what can we do differently, you know, to ensure that we and our community will be healthy, all right? You know, charity begins at home, all right? So first, I got to make sure that I'm healthy, my wife is healthy, my children, my grandchildren, you know, my cousins.
Sure.
You know, we have to, and then my neighbors, my friends, you know, my church buddies, my colleagues, you know.
Yeah, I want to make a suggestion. You know, information is power.
Right.
And there are some really powerful documentaries out that we need to start rescreening. So there's not just What the Health, there's Forks Over Knives. One of the most powerful ones that has come out recently and really appeals to a younger demographic is They're Trying to Kill Us. That's an excellent documentary. There's The Invisible Vegan that talks about the prevalence of veganism within the Black community. And so there are a number of really potent, educational, and informative documentaries that actually show people who have changed their diet and lifestyle and how they have taken really advanced diseases and turned them around just by changing their diet and gotten their lives and their health back. And you can invite friends over for, you know, a little party where you serve plant-based dishes and screen the movies so that, one, people know that you're not, they're not going to spend their lives eating rice cakes and celery, that plant-based meals are delicious, healthy, satisfying, and that it really works. So get the message out, spread the word, but also share the food so that people know, I can do this, I can be happy, and I can be healthy.
All right.
Mayuki.
Yes, sir. And just as Dr. Mills said, you know, having power, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power, and staying informed about health can save our lives. Supporting WPFW means keeping this crucial source of health education available for all. Folks, today is a holiday day, so everyone's a little bit off their schedule, and I think that's why it's a little bit slow right now. But I know that much you rely upon Dr. Watkins and Frank, and now today Dr. Mills, to stay informed, to stay smart, to keep your power. And if that is something you've come to rely upon, please don't delay. Go to the phone, call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Or go to the website at WPFWFM.org and make a pledge there. Grab your phone and text $WPFWFM. Or again, you can go, you could text WPFWFM to 801-801. Many ways for you to do it. Just please don't wait any longer. Please do it. We as a country, we as a people are addicted to salt and to sugar and to fried chicken. and so they you get great information, you have information that comes to you, and you get to smile and have a great sense of humor because Dr. Watkins and all the people he brings on are so brilliant. The dentist that he had on a couple of weeks ago, also brilliant. Functional things that each of us as individuals can do. They're not suggesting you have to turn your life around in a major way. You can do it incrementally. You can make different choices. And they're trying to train us how to make the best choices for our overall health, for the health of the friends and family that we love. 202-588-9739. We want to thank also the wonderful songbird Esther Williams, who made a generous pledge to your health in WPFW. Thank you so much. And again, Dr. Mills, a man of caliber, a guest who not only understands how to eat and what you're supposed to eat and how you're supposed to live with better choices, he also understands the value of WPFW, and he made his pledge. James made a pledge saying, love all that you do. Here's to real community radio. And if you are part of this community, and you are, please think about making a pledge. 202-588-9739. You can do it by becoming a sustainer. Think about it. Instead of getting that fried chicken wing that Dr. Mills and Dr. Watkins say somebody's gonna cut you for, go ahead and take that same $12.50 and invest it in WPFW once a month. Underdog said sort of what Dr. Watkins talked about, fast one day a month, and instead of eating whatever that meal was you're going to eat, give that to WPFW once a month, and that will add up and make a lot of money to WPFW, ensure a consistent stream of income that comes in between the drives, but it will also help you stay healthier. So please, 202-588-9739. We've got now $800 to go. We can do it. $800 more, and we will reach our goal. Dr. Watkins can be happy. WPFW will be happy. You'll be happy too, because you're ensuring that this treasure, this cherished piece of WPFW community, remains on the air. 202-588-9739.
Dr. Mills, let me jump in here for a minute, because I need to say that I'm someone who believes in gangster veganism, okay? Because I tell people all the time that meatless Mondays are like crackless Tuesdays. It's a nice idea that does not go nearly far enough, okay? I believe that when you make change, you just have to make change. You gotta just go in a room, lay down on the floor, get that turkey out of the refrigerator and hold on to it and just kick, scream, throw things at the wall, curse if you need to until you get over it. Because you want to make the maximum change so you can see the maximum benefit.
Yes.
And, you know, and then once you make that change, don't be having booty calls with bad food, because you know what happens when you go back and see your ex. you're going to end up fussing, fighting, and breaking windows, and that food is going to mess you up. Make the change and stay away. When you get that 2 a.m. call from that fried chicken, talk about what you doing, you say, I'm not coming back. That's what I'm doing, okay?
You know, it's interesting because when I was in school, it hit me one time that you got to work hard to get a C. You know, 79 is a C.
Yes.
If you work a little harder and get 11 more points, you got an A.
Yeah, or A, yes.
We have to start focusing on getting A's.
Yes.
We're special. Each individual is special. You're not special because you're black or because you're white, because you're tall, because you're short, because you're fat, because you're skinny. You're special because you're you. And once we understand that and appreciate who we are and what we are and start using that, you know, I mean, it's amazing. And people feel so excited about being themselves.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And we have gifts.
Yeah. And I try to put these things in a humorous way, but you know, I want people to think about smoking. People know that smoking is bad for you. It raises your risk for cancer, for heart disease. And think about it. If you are smoking 7 days a week, stopping smoking 1 or 2 days is not going to reduce your risk of getting cancer or heart disease. You got to stop to let your body heal and get over it.
Yes.
And so.
And it takes a while.
Right. And so I realize that, you know, for my patients, a lot of times the thought of changing their diet for the rest of their life, that seems like a too big amount in the client. So you know what I tell them? I said, okay, fine. What I want you to do is change your diet for 12 weeks. You can commit to 12 weeks, but during that 12 weeks, no cheating.
Mm-hmm.
No dairy, no eggs, no meat. And then at the end of those 12 weeks, if you're not feeling better, if your numbers don't look any better, if your health is not improved, go back.
If you don't look better.
But I guarantee you, before you are halfway through that 12 weeks, you're going to be feeling so much better, you won't want to go back.
That's right.
Dr. Watkins, let's turn the focus to the kidney function, because you have had such tremendous success pulling people back from the brink of dialysis, saving people's kidneys, and that is such a big problem in our community. We have got to talk about
it. Yeah, I mean, we got to talk about it. And you know, as I said earlier, when you were making your pledge, at least 35%, I think it's higher, at least 35% of people on dialysis are African-American. 13% of the population, 35%, at least 35%. I think it's more. But the point is that you don't have to go that way. I remember the first time I treated a person with kidney failure. Her creatinine was 3.5. Now, we don't focus so much on the creatinine. Now we focus on the GFR, but that means that her GFR was probably around 10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, and she said, you know, they want me to go on dialysis. I said, if your GFR is 3.5, you need to go. She said, no, Dr. Watkins, you must keep me off dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I will only do it if the chief of medicine, I mean, of renal, will work with me. I called him up. I told him what I did not tell her. I said, I believe I can keep her off dialysis, but I told her I would only do it if you work with me. He said, what you gonna do, Ted? I said, I'm gonna take her off meat. I'm gonna take her off, not 3 days a week. I'm gonna take her off meat,
right,
off dairy, off eggs. I'm going to give her a plant-based diet. I'm going to give her activated charcoal. I'm going to walk her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to monitor her closely. He said, if you monitor her closely, I'll follow her with you. She went from 3.5 to 5.5. I said, that's the wrong direction. Then she came back down to 3.5. Then 2.5, 1.5, 1, which was normal. I sent her for a scan, complete. I said, man, we can reverse people even when they're stage 4 and stage 5.
That's right.
All right? And then I found out that you could even get a person off dialysis if they're willing to change.
Yes. Well, see, and Dr. Watkins, I want to tell the listeners about something that I am really distressed about within the medical community. And that is the fact that a lot of nephrologists, a lot of kidney doctors are pushing Black people onto dialysis before they need to. Is this time's up?
No, no, go ahead.
That's all right. That's all right. We'll go
for a couple of months ago. I had a patient come into the emergency room who had been on dialysis for 10 months. He came in because he had missed 3 weeks of dialysis. Okay? His potassium was normal. Did you see? His creatinine was like 3 something, but his potassium was normal. He had missed 3 weeks of dialysis. What does that tell you? He didn't need to be on dialysis because when your kidneys are dead, they cannot control your potassium. This man had been pushed onto dialysis before he needed to be on it.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. And this happens in our community all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's a moneymaker.
It's a moneymaker. Exactly. If you go on dialysis, you get automatic insurance. People make millions from putting people on dialysis. And I swear, DaVita dialysis centers and Black communities are almost as common as liquor stores.
Mm-hmm.
And people are being pushed on dialysis before they need to be there. You can come off of dialysis by being on a plant-based diet. Tell you my story real quickly. Back in 2004, I got an infection, high fevers, went to the hospital. They told me my creatinine, which should have been like 0.9, was 2.6. I had lost half my renal function. They did a kidney biopsy. The doctor came in and told me that my filtering units were collapsing. They basically, I was looking like I was heading toward renal failure. Put me on prednisone and to stop this. I had what's called post-infectious glomerular nephritis. The infection had caused my immune system to make these complexes that were damaging my filtering units. Long story short, you know, redoubled my plant-based diet, took some supplements, NAC, some other supplements, CoQ10 and others. Fast forward 10 years, had another renal biopsy. My nephrons had all regenerated themselves. The nephrologist came back. He said, I thought they sent me the wrong biopsy because I saw no signs of disease whatsoever. I was just in the hospital. Both you and Frank know this because I had to have back surgery, a disc fusion. My creatinine was 0.9.
All right.
Okay. Your kidneys can regenerate themselves if you
eat
right foods. And when I say right foods, I'm talking about all plants. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about whole plants.
Whole food, plant based.
Right. I'm not talking about Haagen-Dazs, you know, an occasional vegan ice cream. Okay. But I'm not talking about potato chips and, you know, vegan ice cream. I'm talking about whole plant foods. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if we do it, We can prevent and we can reverse.
Yes.
But we need some folk calling right quick.
You don't have to be on dialysis.
Yes, we need you all to
Mayuki. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike. We need you all to call, folks. We're so close. We're coming up on time. We only need $300 and we will make goal 202-588-9739. Thank you so much to Walter Morton, listening from Bristol, Tennessee. Thank you so much for your generous pledge. Richard Van Dyke from Clinton, Maryland. Thank you so much for your generous pledge. Pauline Gray from Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you so much for your generous pledge. DC, Virginia, Maryland, Tennessee is all represented. Folks, where are you? We only need $200. One person could do that by promising $20 a month, $20 a month to WPFW, to gangster veganism, to good Amen. Health, and to reversing Amen. Disease. We can do that. We can do it together. This information is vital, not only for us individually, but for our family and our friends and for this community that we belong to, that we love, that we cherish. Please keep this institution strong. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Go to WPFWFM.org and make a pledge of support online, or use the Cash App. It's $WPFWFM, or text WPFWFM to 801-801. We can do this collectively, folks. $200 or more, and we've got this. 202-588-9739. Everyone, if everyone is listening right now who has yet to make a pledge to WPFW, because we are listener supported, we have no corporate sponsorship, we don't have a partnership with any university, we have the community, we have you. We've been here 48 years due to the generosity of yourself and others before you. The grace and the gratitude for that. You know how valuable WPFW is. You rely upon WPFW. You value WPFW. I feel terrible talking because you got this great conversation, this great information coming from these brilliant people teaching us how not only to prevent, but to reverse disease. 202-588-9739. Won't you be part of the movement to make things stronger? Donate today to keep Dr. Watkins on air and ensure that critical medical information remains accessible to everybody. Your health and the health of our community depends on it. 202-588-9739. If you value Dr. Watkins' insights, step up and contribute. WPFW is sustained by listener donations. Without your help, programs like this are not going to be possible. Please, we only have now 4 minutes remaining. We'd love to hear a little bit more from the doctors. Again, prevent and reverse disease. This is how you can do it, and it's accessible. We can all do this. We can all take the steps. We can change kidney disease. We can change the condition of different people's health. 202-588-9739. I can see someone going to the phone now and calling and making that pledge of over $20 yes, per yes. month. 202-588-9739.
And all if right. you want God to bless you, bless this station. Proverbs says, those that share the wealth, it leads to an increase in wealth. Those that are tight-fisted, it leads to poverty. Bless mm-hmm. the station, and God will bless you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I too, have a dream that we can end hypertension, we can
end renal disease,
renal failure, and we can do it now. But we must come together as a community to do it. We must decide that we are of value, that our children are of value, that our parents are of value, our yes. siblings are of value, our neighbors, our co-workers are of value. And let's get this thing done. We don't have to die prematurely.
No. Or live sick. That's the main thing. We don't have to be sick. And barely able to move, you know, running back and forth to the doctor, taking a million pills a day. We don't have to live like this. We can be healthy and happy.
Dr. Mills, yes, if someone wanted to check out what you're doing, let them have your website or however they should communicate with you.
It's a long title, but it's easy to remember. Dr. Milton Mills, plantbasednation.com. Because that's what I'm out to create, a plant-based nation.
Say it again. Dr. Mills.
Plantbasednation.com.
All right. And he has tremendous information on there so that you can do it. People think that if they give up that meat, they're not going to enjoy food. I love eating.
I used to love meat. Can't stand it now. It smells like exactly what it is, a corpse. I told my nephew, if you eat meat, you might as well go to the funeral home and lick dead bodies.
Brother Frank, any party words? You are mute, Brother Frank. Any party words?
Thank you. Thank you to the WPFW staff. Thank you, Mayuki Williams, for doing what you do. You've helped tremendously. Thank you to the contributors, those that are calling, and those that have called already. Thank you, Kalia. Thank you so much. Apples, apricot, red fruit, jackfruit, sour, sap, pistachios, cashews, and almonds, walnut, peanut, also pecan, sesame seeds, sunflower, lemon, orange, pineapple, and melon, bongo, wheat, and garlic, kiwi, corn, and turnip, pacho, and pomegranate, hijiki, and rocket, berries, cherries, and strawberries, beetroot, grapefruit, and celery. You see, the meat's not necessary. We tell them, say, how we eat, and I wonder when we eat. When we tell them, say, to tell the truth about displacement, apartheid, and